Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
The coach is Will Muschamp. When they go on the field, he is automatically worth 9 points the other way. He is that galactically stupid.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
Jeremy Pruitt is overrated.
And Kale Hall.
Vote for life. Fuck it.
The Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, strap in, because we were told on Wednesday night that there was no chance for Tennessee to come in and get a win. We were told about all kind of stuff, which, by the way, tonight, you know, I called it the crybaby session. That's what I called it in the opener there, where you would plug in what the show is going to be about. No. Tonight is a night of receipts, ladies and gentlemen, because I have two co-hosts who said a lot of dumb things, and tonight they're going to face the music for their stupidity. This is the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. My name is Rob Sanders. I represent the Clemson Tigers on this podcast. They are the number one team in the country. That's not even up for debate. They are not a shit show that doesn't know how to field punts.
Nobody cares. They didn't play this week, and no one cares.
It doesn't matter.
They're irrelevant.
What you think.
They're irrelevant.
Okay, well, you know what? Since you started,
this weekend was a great college football weekend, and Clemson didn't play, and no one even knew.
Be quiet.
Nobody even cared.
Here we go. Here's my favorite.
Fullback taking care of business.
Look at that. 11-3 this year.
The fullback taking care of business.
I didn't think. That's some of the goodness that we have tonight. By the way, Kale Hall is running late. He turned himself into a batch of biscuits earlier today. You go and check that out on the Rob and Comrade Facebook page. Kale had placed a bet with somebody, and he had to break eggs on his head and pour a gallon of milk. He almost drowned himself live on YouTube. Mike, did you get to catch that?
I did not catch that, no. But Broccoli makes a good point. Broccoli said, I said SC would win a close game. I don't think anyone thought this would destroy Tennessee. Exactly, Brock. I believe my prediction was 16-14.
Hold on. Comrade.
Here's what you said. We predicted this destruction of Tennessee.
Did you not say it would be a blowout, sir? Remember, tonight is receipt night. Did you or did you not say it would be a blowout?
I said 16.
Did you utter the terms that it would be a blowout? Okay, let's just make sure. Here, I've got the comments right here.
16-14 blowout.
I've got the comments right here. Hold on.
Now you're being by a final of 16-14.
There you go.
Blow them out.
Did you blow them out, comrade?
Of 16-14.
Did you blow them out, sir?
Yeah.
Did you blow them out?
16-14.
There you go. So there's that. Just saying. Yeah. Remember.
And if you take away the pick six, we win by three.
Let me explain something to you.
The computer does not take into account.
Oh, you want to talk about
tip balls,
computer.
Pick sixes.
You want to talk about the computer now? You want to get into that too?
How's the computer doing?
How's the computer doing?
It's beating you.
Here, let's spin it up. Let's see how the computer is doing.
It's beating you.
Here it comes.
It's beating you.
How's that computer doing? Oh yeah, fire that bitch up, comrade. Fire it up. Yeah, get that bitch
out
there.
15-7.
Yeah, 15-7. Get it going, comrade. Your computer is shit, sir.
15-7. So the computer's not taking into account tip passes and pick sixes.
Oh, it doesn't.
If you take that away, it's a 3-point win. Computer was in the money. It's just sometimes you get bad luck.
Here's what we're going to do. Since Jackpot is running late, we're going to call him. We're going to call him right now and ask him where the hell he is, because everybody wants to know. He could turn himself into a batch of biscuits today. Here we go. There, I'm calling Kale Hall. Everybody see that? Kale Hall. Let's see what he's got.
Marque, 15-7 the computer is right now. So I would love to see your record in the predictions.
I'm one pick behind you, and I don't need some stupid-ass computer that runs on dial-up.
You use stuff, too. You don't use stuff. You find stats. Don't act like you just sit there and pick just like out of the air.
Hello, Kale.
Yeah.
Hi. Everybody wants to know where you are.
Right here.
All right. Well, we're waiting on you.
Taking a nap. I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right. We woke up Kale again. This is going to be outstanding radio tonight. Kale, please join us, sir. Thank you. Bye. All right. Jackpot's coming. So while we do that, Kale's still washing eggs off of his head. Yeah, it was not a good weekend for the South Carolina football team. But let's thank our sponsors first, D&C Trucking and Transport. We'll go with them first. The No Spin Zone segment from the Comrade. Comrade, please read away.
I will not read it while you play that song. So I will not read it.
It's part of the sponsorship, sir. I can do whatever I want. Have at it. Read the sponsorship, sir.
I will not read it while you play the song.
All right, I'll turn it down until you get started. Start reading.
There we go. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Rocky Top, you will always be home. Sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt beat my sorry ass team again. Betty Wilson hates a couple of things. Me and when little Dennis smells like country ham. It's utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
Now you may ask yourself, why am I razzing the Comrade so hard with that? Welcome into the show, Carolina Jackpot. Jackpot, welcome in, brother. Sorry you were sleeping. I'm sorry I woke you up.
That's quite all right. Take me a second to get woke up. I just laid down and take a nap before the show and didn't get up.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to get into tonight, but Kale, I didn't really see a reaction video from you. You did turn yourself into a batch of country biscuits earlier. That's what you looked like when you were done. If I would have been there, I would have thrown flour on you. But congrats to you for paying up on your bet, sir.
Can you highlight Carolina Titans comment? Because that's a good comment right there. That annoys me a little bit. Good job.
Anyway, so there we go with that. We're going to talk a lot about the South Carolina and Tennessee game tonight. Also, I want to we've been trying to bring folks in to actually call the show because we've got a lot of folks that that will watch the show, but commenting is different than actually calling. So I'm firing up the phone system right now. And if you want to jump into the show, we will take calls right off the bat here. It takes a second for our phone system to get moving here. But, Comrade, I was watching this game, and one thing came to mind for me, by the way. And I could just see you, like an 8-year-old, just fighting yourself in the living room and just hoping that you would not go and suck and end up losing like you did. And it brought me back to the 1980s.
Great song.
Yeah, like, but you weren't the
Cobra
best.
Cobra Kai on Netflix. You haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Season 3 is not out yet because of the COVID. Watch season 1 and 2 on Netflix. I'll give you my password. That's not good. Well, check it out,
why don't you
by
just
the way.
Give everybody really your password because you lied to them on football information about the Gamecocks. You guaranteed a win here and didn't happen.
Well, I said before, at 16-14 was my prediction. Mm-hmm. And if you take away the tip pick six, crap.
Wait a minute. Let's just stop with that because the first thing you said the other night was Rob's going to blame the COVID and Rob's going to blame everything else.
No, you would.
But now,
if there was no pick six, you would blame the COVID.
And then
I said, first of all, let's watch the tape. I said, first of all, there was no guarantee. I said 16-14 is my prediction. The blowout line was a funny line. Like, I think you can kind of figure that out. 2-point game is not a blowout one. But I said, if Tennessee loses, you can't blame the COVID. That's all I said. It wasn't any prediction. You spin things back over there. Now, you want to get my opinion on the game? You want me to break down what annoyed me and what I was happy about? We can do that. What do you want to do?
Well,
we want to go.
Calling, but let's thank Callaway's really quick. Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. Go by and check them out. They have, of course, retro video games, wings, big tournament this week with the Golden Tee. Go by and check out Callaway's Bar and Grill, Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart in West Columbia. For some reason, there's a gentleman calling us, and he's not coming through, and I don't know why. So you know what? I'm just going to call him back. That's how we'll do it. I'll call him back since he's calling us. Let's see who this is.
He's not coming through. Is he a game pack defensive back?
I don't know. Look, we're gonna. I'm calling him right now. Here.
I just banged my own team. He missed the whole thing. I mean, he's not coming through.
Hey,
he must be a game pack defensive.
Caller, who is this?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Who is this?
It's Pigskin Pete.
Pigskin Pete, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey,
how are you?
Thank you. Hey, Kale, how you doing, buddy? I was worried about you last night.
No upset there for a while.
Pete, did you see?
I was worried about.
I'm sorry, Pete. Go ahead.
No, I was worried about Kale. He looks like he's about to have a heart attack over there.
Poor Kale. Pete, did you see Kale turn himself into a batch of biscuits?
I did, and I gotta say, I respect that.
I do too.
I respect that. Yeah. I like a man who pays his bets.
He does pay his bets. Hey, Pete, I gotta ask you while you're here, man, why do you think South Carolina lost?
Because they're South Carolina. Did you think they were going to win?
No, I didn't think they were going to win. I was just wondering if you and I would agree. I mean, I posted right after the game. Same old shithole, different day. That's basically what it boils down to.
Well, I mean, tell me why they trotted that 1990s R&B singer out there at quarterback instead of Ryan Helinski.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think
this is
the quarterback. Do you think the quarterback was the issue? Oh, hold on. Do you think the quarterback's the issue, Picks Compete? Did you watch the game?
No, I think the coach. Yeah, I watched the game. I thought the coach was the issue, but I'm still wondering why the coach dropped the 1990s R&B singer at quarterback.
So I mean, I'm asking again. Do you think the quarterback was the issue? I'm testing your football knowledge here.
You can test my football. What did I just say? Comrade, I just said the coach.
I'm asking you again. Now you can be funny, or you can give an answer.
Mike, he gave you an answer.
Don't,
he said
don't
the coach
move
was
off. Don't go Michael Jackson on me now. Was the quarterback play the issue?
The coach is the issue. I mean, that's the third time I've said it, comrade. Are you hard of hearing?
Okay, so the coach was the issue because he started Colin Hill?
Yes.
So the quarterback play was the issue, correct?
No.
For the fourth time, the coach is the issue.
Because he started Colin Hill.
Well, that among about 5 million other things that went wrong.
Just a second.
The quarterback play is what cost him.
Hold on just a second, okay? Because I'm one of the hosts.
Don't let him off the hook.
I'm not
letting
him
off
the hook.
Don't protect him.
I'm not protecting
him.
Why are you being mean to the guests on our show?
Don't protect him.
One of the things he said.
Let him answer.
He said several things, Mike, including the fact that in a pretty much empty stadium, you should have the coaching ability to be able to tell people how to properly field a punt. That comes back to coaching.
We are
well.
Talking about the court. No, don't put off the hook there. Now you're
Pete.
Trying to help him.
He doesn't need my help.
Why did he start an R&B singer running here?
Pete doesn't
need my
help.
And I go, it's the quarterback play. No, the coaching
play. Yeah, so answer that question.
You're bringing
the
punch up. Is it the quarterback play? Don't help him. Let Pete answer.
Why did he start the R&B singer? Answer that.
Because he was the best quarterback on the team.
Was he really?
Were you at practice?
No. Were you?
Okay. No, I was. I'm going with it. Do you think the quarterback play was bad Saturday night?
I mean, do you think it was good?
I don't think it was bad. I think it was as good as Helinski played last year, if not better. Name a game Helinski played better than that game last night. Last year.
Charleston Southern.
No, but not, I'm talking about against the real SEC team.
He threw for like 300 yards against Alabama. How's that coming out for you?
Family play pretty decent, but okay. I wouldn't say.
Well, I mean, you said name the game. I named the game. Do you want to keep going or not?
Hey, here's what I'll tell you. I don't know if Helinski would have done better. Maybe he wouldn't have. But you bring Bobo over from Colorado State. He brings his boy over who tore his ACL three times at Colorado State. He didn't even really do that good at Colorado State. So tell me the reason why the guy who earned his stripes in Helinski gets benched for this R&B
thing. What do you mean earned his stripes? Oh, they had a quarterback competition, and he got beat out.
What he means by earned his stripes is he played last season injured and put
Who
his blood and guts
shit?
On the field.
Who okay, gives so a nice. Flying
Helinski
fuck?
Helinski was
That's not
the
how you base it
team.
On. How come? Cole Stout got beat out. He earned his stripes, man. He's been there, man. He earned his stripes, man.
So let me.
How come Hunter Johnson didn't get started? Let him finish. You're comparing
Deshaun Watson to Cole Stout to Hill and Helinski. Is that what you're doing?
I'm using your logic about earning your stripes, right?
Yeah, my
point is Colin Hill was deemed to be better than Helinski. He started. You go, well, I don't know if he is or not, but Helinski earned the stripes. What does that mean? You play the best guy.
Okay. Play Hill all year if you want to. He's no better than Helinski. Hill is no better than Helinski. If you think he is, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm not the coach. I mean, they decided at practice who was better. And I haven't heard anybody speak out saying, man, Helinski's a lot better in practice.
Hold on. But, Mike, that goes back to what he said. The problem is with the coaches. Didn't you hear what he said when he had to tell you?
So you're saying Helinski should have been starting?
No, Mike, I'm saying the problem with your team is the coaching staff. We've been through this. You have the 20.
There you go.
We're talking about court.
Mike,
no. Don't help him.
I'm not helping.
He has his own show.
He doesn't fucking need my help.
Whoa.
Pete does not need my help.
He started the wrong guy because Helinski earned his stripes. That's his whole thing. He hasn't talked about punt team. He hasn't talked about defense. His whole thing is he started the wrong guy because he earned his stripes. And I don't know who's better, but he earned his stripes.
Mm.
Okay. I don't need help, man.
Colin Hill,
now
we lost the game.
What I'm telling you is that your coach is the main problem. You know that, and I know that, right?
No. Pete.
We're talking the quarterback now.
No, but
you think it's a quarterback issue. The quarterback is the least of our issues here tonight.
Who chooses the quarterback?
The coach does. Well, Bobo probably is the one who really chooses it. Okay.
There you go.
And you think they chose the wrong person based on – because you just said you don't know who's better, right?
Yeah, what was Colin Hill's stats last night? Break that down for me.
I've got it down for you. Go ahead. But for last night's game, I'm pulling them up right now. I had them earlier. Bear with me just a minute, gentlemen. By the way, I appreciate you taking some time out to call our show, Pigskin Pete. You're always welcome here, sir.
Of course.
I love the show. Well, thank you.
And I love Comrade, too.
People say they hate Comrade.
I had him on my phone a second ago. Hold on.
I've got him right here, Comrade. Give me just a second.
25 of 39, I think.
Let's see here. Colin Hill was 290 yards through the air. He did have the pick six. Let's see here. Make sure I give you
which
the
exact
number.
Which is really on the receiver, but.
Well, we can get into that too. Colin Hill on the night. I've got it right here as my computer is acting silly. Oh, here we go. Colin Hill on the night, 25 of 39, 290 yards, one touchdown, one interception. His QBR was 51.1. There you go.
Man,
there,
that's
Pigskin
fucking
Pete.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
He threw the ball 40 times and had less than 300 yards passing.
Averaged about 7.4 yards per completion.
And guess what Helinski averaged last year?
25 of 39 is better than
Helinski averaged. So 7.4 yards attempt for Hill last night. Helsinki averaged 5.6 attempt last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's with the Charleston Southern game thrown in.
Yep.
So just yep. To put it out there.
Well, you look out there and watch him. If you watch him playing, when you watch him throw in the ball, to me, Colin Hill, at least he looks confident back there. I mean, he's not sitting here dancing around. Yeah, he did throw a pick six. Interceptions happen. You know, people don't talk about pick six. They put it all on the quarterback. Pick six happens when your players on the offensive side of the ball can't fucking tackle somebody to stop it from being a damn pick six.
I mean, it was a little behind him.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Now you're getting in my wheel. Now I've been telling you that the coaching is that Will Muschamp is supposed to be a defensive coach. Now you're blaming it on the defense.
Oh, if you would have called Pigskin Pete, let me tell you something now. If you would have called in and said the following, I thought your coach was a defensive coach and your defense is why you lost last night, I would give you a fucking high five and say, Pigskin Pete, man, you know what you're talking about. Because that's my issue with Muschamp last night is the defense looked awful. The offense is supposed to be the weak part of the team, the young part of the team, and the part of the team that the defense needs to kind of help out a little bit. And the offense did their job. They could have been better, but they did their job. And every time the offense made a play and got back in the game, the defense would give up a big chunk of yardage and give them right back.
All right,
the offense could have done things better. Okay, I think the offense, you know, on the whole, there are things the offense didn't do well. Like, for instance, the down 24-21, they're driving. That drive right there under the field goal was horrible. And part of that was Shai Smith was more interested in running his mouth to defensive back about who was tougher than trying to catch a ball, and he came out the third down play because they couldn't control him. That didn't help.
Mike,
but that was the key thing.
Right,
also,
some give and take.
When it was 7-0, and Florida had the awful punt, we had the ball on the 38-yard line, and we didn't score. So those two I kind of put on the offense a little bit. Okay, we got to get at least 3 points there. But at the end of the day, if you told me we could get 27 points – the defense got to do a better job.
Right, now, I didn't even have
a chance to get to the terrible defense because all I said was something about the quarterback and he
Well, that's the main thing.
Like a chicken.
Well, that's the main thing.
The defense is terrible too. The whole team is terrible. The coaching staff is terrible. The quarterback is terrible. The running game is terrible. The offensive line is terrible. The whole fucking team is terrible.
We lost because of the defense. We lost mainly because of the defense. Now, the offense could have done a few situational things wise, but I don't really get on the offense that bad. It's a brand new offense. You got a lot of new people in there. I mean, I was expecting the offense to have some glitches last night. The defense was supposed to be the strength of our team. That's my issue.
I need an apology to every Gamecock fan out there. I've been telling you Gamecock fans for 3 years. And you can go there's a video record of this that Will Muschamp is not the guy, and all you guys have been coming down on me talking about, oh, you're just a Clemson fan, don't like Will Muschamp, you're scared of Will Muschamp. Will Muschamp is not the guy. He can't make offensive or defensive decisions. Be honest with me right now.
Listen, he might not be the guy. I'm probably the last person on the damn boat who thinks he still might be the guy. Most Gamecock fans don't think he's the guy. So the idea that you're telling people that are listening, and most Gamecock fans don't think he's the guy. I am in the minority that thinks he's still wishy-washy now because the whole defense thing's going to be mad.
Mike,
okay?
Are you going to apologize to Pigskin Pete? He's asking for an apology. Apologize to Pigskin
Pete. I need an apology.
What am I apologizing for? You called in about the quarterback. The quarterback wasn't the problem.
No,
you should have called in about the defense and Will Muschamp. The one thing Muschamp did right, Kale knows, I've been saying this for three years.
I've been saying it for 3 years. You guys are just now coming down to the realization. I've been saying it for 3 years.
Oh, you didn't know shit 3 years ago. And let me guess. Did you want Dabo Swinney fired? I know somebody in this podcast did.
I did.
Did you ever want Dabo fired?
I did, because
be honest now, PixieB. I'll call around the people. I'll do a background check on you. I'll find someone you told.
I think we already had this conversation. I think we already had this conversation on the last
podcast. I want to hear it again. No, I'm still doing a background check on you to find out. You may have told your banker.
You can do a background
check. You may have told your teller.
You can do a background check.
Back to the 11.
Do it. Go ahead. Do it. No,
I can find out. I bet you I can find someone off the record who tell
me
that back
fired?
In the 11 you want
to
be fired.
Why would I want a guy fired who's improving the recruiting and winning and getting the
Rob wanted them fired.
Why would I want a guy fired?
Rob wanted them fired.
This isn't about me, sir.
There was a website. There was a Facebook group called Dabo Gotta Go.
Yep.
And it had like 85 members. And it was T-shirts being printed out.
Did you see me on there?
Dabo Gotta Go.
Did you see me on there? No.
I don't know.
I wasn't on there.
You know, I don't know if your real name is Pigskin Pete. I'll find out. I'll research this. But here's the thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Find out. I'm not even on Facebook.
Here's the thing.
So I definitely wasn't on there.
Here's the thing now, okay? Listen, most Gamecock fans, you won't find many Gamecock fans who are totally gung-ho on Will Muschamp, okay? And even
now,
like right now, I'm kind of his biggest defender, and I was cursing his name Saturday night over the defense, okay?
Well, you're three
because
years
I don't
late,
get,
sir.
I don't get the defense. I don't get the defense. That's his thing, and that's the strength of our team this year, and the defense let down the offense. So I'm a little bit kind of pissy at Will right now too. So the whole idea is you're preaching the Gamecock fans, you know, that's just dumb.
No, not now. Sir, I've got a video record. 3 years I've been preaching this. This is not new.
Okay, first of all, when Muschamp was hired, most Gamecock fans were pissed. I was on Gamecock boards arguing Gamecock fans. So don't act like once again that you were some soothsayer. Like I was telling them, most Gamecock fans
in Cal
Hall. No. I will give Kel Hall credit. Kel Hall was pissed the day we hired him. I remember arguing with Kel. I never really argued.
As soon as they gave him that 6-year extension.
Kel, weren't you pissed the day we hired him?
Extension.
Mike.
Kel was pissed the day we hired him. And most Gamecock fans in our Gamecock Facebook room that I got booted out of were pissed that he got hired. I was offending them like crazy.
Be respectful of our caller. Holy shit, dude.
He's spinning the narrative.
No.
That's not, he acted like the Gamecock fans were marching, having a parade in the street when we hired him.
Pete,
Gamecock fans were pissed when we hired him.
On behalf of our show, I apologize for the comrade's rudeness. You see, when you speak, I be quiet, and Kale is quiet, but the comrade, his taint itches, or something has got him where he's like
saying,
a damn
Chatty
Cathy dog.
I will have a false narrative on the show. I will not put my name on the show with a false narrative.
What did Pete say that was a false narrative, sir? Because I would
like
to know.
The false narrative was 3 years ago, I was telling Gamecock fans it wasn't the answer, and they all were telling me it was. Gamecock fans were mad when we hired
him. Three years ago, I was telling you the same thing, dude.
I know, but he's trying to get
terrible.
I'm just saying that Gamecock fans have not been happy with Muschamp since day one.
But we're not talking about that.
Like the
Pete just said
that he was trying to tell people, like, somehow, and Gamecock fans were debating him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling that's not what the case was. Gamecock fans were agreeing with him 3 years ago. They were agreeing with him 5 years ago.
You just got done telling me you've been defending him until last week.
I am the outlier. I'm like the only one that defends him. That's my whole point is. Now, if you were telling me this 3 years ago and I told you were wrong, that's different. We can talk about that. But I'm talking about Gamecock fans in general. I argue with Gamecock fans ever since he hired them to give them a chance. Now, listen, I'm kind of losing the battle now because I'm starting to see the light a little bit here. But I've been arguing with Gamecock fans since the day they hired him because I love the hire. Loved it. And I was like the only person. Me and his wife. The only people who like to hire.
Well, stop yelling at our guests.
All trash talking aside, comrade. Why don't you guys go out and get like a Luke Fickell or somebody? Why do you keep going after the speech impediment man and two washed up coaches from Florida? Why don't you just go out and get a lower name?
Well,
coach
first of all,
who's got a vision?
Well, first of all, Lou Holtz saved the program. So that was a good hire. Steve Spurrier elevated the program to all-time high. So those are two good hires, okay? Now, the Muschamp hire. First of all, Brad Scott, your boy Brad Scott, put the program into the damn tire fire.
This is not.
And Lou Holtz saved the program.
Stop with that. Lou Holtz is crazy as hell. Go and get somebody. Stop talking about your history. We know the history. Why
okay,
won't
but
you
Lou
go
Holtz
out and get
hire.
Somebody?
Lou Holtz is a good hire.
Fine.
Spurs is a good hire. Now,
go on the fucking Spurs Up show, and you guys can talk about fucking Lou Holtz. Tell us why
okay, I'm saying,
you won't go
he
and
brought
get
a speech
young coach.
She brought up Lou Holtz. He Jesus brought up a speech impediment guy. That's who he met, right? Pigskin Pete?
Can you answer the question?
Did you just say Lou Holtz was a good hire?
He was a really good hire. He was a great hire.
Okay.
He took over Brad. The program was horrible. He got them top 20 back-to-back years, two bowl wins.
Without him,
we don't get superior.
Hey, everybody back up. Lou Holtz got
we don't,
two bowl
we don't,
wins.
But the thing is, though, we don't get superior unless Holtz does that. We don't get spurred.
Two bowl wins after going winless. That's pretty
good. He turned around. It was a great hire. I mean, he saved the program. The program under Brad Scott.
He saved the
okay,
program.
Okay, had lost
he saved,
21. I mean, I know
saved,
Holtz is the
like,
first year there.
That's, like saving,
that
a, that's like saving a person who's already drowned, just drowning.
I mean, Holtz turned it around, though. And that put in a position where Spurrier took over. If Holtz doesn't get there and we keep Brad Scott, Brad Scott isn't coming in to take over or Spurrier's not coming to take over Brad Scott.
All right. Yeah.
So,
comrade, why don't you answer my question?
I will defend the hire.
Mike, just
back
answer the
you
question.
Answer my
why
question.
Don't you go and get a young guy?
I'm gonna answer right now. Back to Muschamp.
No, answer my question. Why don't you go out and get a coach from the Group of Five or the FCS or something who has a vision instead of going after these recycled coaches?
Like
that's
right now?
Know.
What? Right now we can't
yes,
do it money-wise.
Ever. Whenever.
We hired Muschamp. We had Kirby Smart locked up, except that Georgia found out about it, and they fired Rick and took him. Kirby Smart had a handshake agreement to come here. Okay? I think he was either choice one, 1A, him, Tom Herman, I think was choice one, and he laughed at us. Okay? And then it went to Kirby Smart, was a handshake agreement, and that's why Mark Rick got fired. If the Gamecocks don't offer Kirby Smart, I think Georgia keeps Mark Rick. Okay, they did that too. So that's
a comrade.
So after that,
are you hard of hearing?
After that,
comrade, I said,
answer the question.
You keep talking about Power Five coaches. I said for the third time now, why don't you go out and get an FCS or a Group of Five head coach that has a vision, not a washed up head coach from another program or
like who,
an assistant from another
like,
Power
like,
Five
like,
program?
Like who?
Will Healy at Charlotte.
Okay, that was about when we hired Muschamp years ago, though. Who was available when we hired
Matt
Muschamp?
Rule.
Yeah. Matt Rule, what,
I mean,
5 years ago?
Any time ago. I mean, look at Iowa State went out, or Kansas State went out and got the FCS coach from North Dakota State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Norvell went to Florida State. Go do something like that. What I'm saying is stop trying to get these accomplished coaches.
How's that working for FSU?
Working out beautifully.
FSU is looking pretty good. I mean, listen, that's just great to say you'll get an FCS guy.
He's only two games and doing his thing.
But also, if it fails horribly, then it's like, well, I'll get an FCS guy. You got to find the right guy in there. So, listen, when they go forward, the next coach they hire will be Billy Napier. He'll be the next guy they hire, okay? And he hates Dabo because Dabo fired him wrongly. And but then that's probably coming in the next 2 years.
You know
we can't
funny,
really do a whole
Jeff,
lot.
If you guys would have went after Jeff Scott or Tony Elliott, I bet they would have went.
Oh,
there.
Jesus Christ, Jeff Scott. Let's not talk about the
Scott
family. I want to talk about the Scott family because I'm going to say things.
You don't want Jeff
I know
Scott.
The Scott family.
You don't want Jeff
frauds.
Scott, but you want
frauds,
Will Muschamp. Yeah. Okay. He's better than.
I don't like
than
fraud
Jeff
or fraud. The Scott family are a bunch of frauds.
Well, you missed out on that one, just like you missed out on everything for the past 120 years.
Pete, tell folks where they can find your show, buddy, so that we can get your information out there, because you put on a hell of a show, my friend.
Thank you. You can just find me at Pigskin Pete on YouTube.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling into the show, buddy. We always appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
See you later, comrade. See you later, Kevin.
See you guys. See you, Pigskin Pete.
Pigskin Pete bringing bringing some questions there to the comrade. We appreciate him joining the show. During Pigskin Pete's call there, we had, like, according to my phone, 15 different callers that were wanting to call in. Now is the time to call in, folks, if you want to get involved with the show. Of course, the number is 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. That is the number to join the show. Kale, we haven't really got your thoughts on the game, sir. What were you happy about? Let's do that, since we've had a lot of negativity. What were you happy about with this week's game? As someone calls in. Hold on. Caller, hold on. We're going to get Kale's thoughts here. Hold on just a minute.
Alex Conger, I was doing the thing. What do you think about Mississippi State?
Oh, well, we'll get into Mississippi State, man.
I think they were really impressive. That was one of the picks I actually picked. I actually was one of the few people that thought Mississippi State was going to cover and beat, at least have a shot. I didn't think they would win it, but I thought they actually could compete because Mike Leach knows how to run the offense. I think they could be a dark horse Western contender.
What's your name, buddy?
With like Alex Conger.
Hi, Alex. How are you, buddy? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We could talk about that, too. But, hey, man, thanks for calling the show. We'll get some thoughts on the Mississippi State game. Okay, there you go, buddy. All right, so there you go. There's Alex. Kale, what were you happy about with the game, man?
I don't think Colin Hill looked like he didn't play bad, in my opinion. I mean, he didn't look fucking great, but, he was a serviceable quarterback. I think that we wouldn't have gotten any better play from any other quarterback on that roster last night. Okay. I mean, looked pretty decent, deep leading the offense, never down the field. Just some missed opportunities, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff there.
The chances were there to run the ball. They just weren't very effective doing that.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. They didn't play particularly bad. They didn't play particularly well. It wasn't a shithole performance all the way around. Just it's not quite a good enough. I mean, give a decent team their advantages, chance to, things to take advantage of, and they do it and find a way to win. So,
you guys want to take another caller here?
That's what some teams do, I guess.
You want to take another caller here? got a gentleman that called like 8 times. Sure. Let's just call him back. So we'll get him on the phone. Let's see here. There we go. Let's see, have some fun here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging now. System.
Apparently he doesn't like it when we should have left a message. That would have been funny. By the way, we forgot to mention our fourth member of the show, of course. There's a gentleman calling back now. All right, let's see here. Good evening. Welcome into the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys, it's Dennis. How are you?
Oh, it's Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Dennis, how the hell are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Pigskin Pete had me rolling.
He can't get an answer out of the comrade for shit, but Pigskin Pete is... And I'm not just saying that because he's a friend of the program, but his show is outstanding. Go and find him on YouTube at Pigskin.
I want to ask Comrade one quick question real quick. I was listening at the very, very beginning, right before the truth segment and all, and maybe it was right afterwards, the truth segment. But he was talking about how the Gamecocks didn't cover or could have won, you know, if it wasn't for a pick six and a few tip passes and whatnot. But then he jumps on Pigskin Pete because he says they shouldn't have went with Hill and should have went with Helinski.
Well, I mean, pick six.
I mean you said you hemmed him up and tried to beat him up for thinking that, you know, they were wrong in the quarterback selection, and you said it was because of the quarterback play. They didn't cover, or the reason they lost was because of the pick six.
The pick six wasn't really Hill, so I don't put the pick six in Hill. I mean, that's kind of it's kind of unlucky. Shy Smith, I mean, kind of. I think Hill could have put the ball in a better spot, maybe, but Shaisman's got to catch that ball still. And listen, the whole it's a little bit lucky. It's a little bit. I don't put that on the Hill. You know, I don't put that on the Hill.
I truly understand starting Hill, fifth-year quarterback coming from Colorado State with Bobo. He knows the system. I get that, but
no spring
I'm sorry,
practice,
man. When,
yeah,
when you were blaming it on pick sixes and took passes and then jump on pickskin,
well, you know,
I have to
defend the computer.
The
though,
quarterback
too.
Play. Funny.
People mocked the computer. The computer was pretty much dead on. But the computer's not factoring tip balls and pick sixes. Just doesn't. I don't have a formula for that.
Well,
while you're on here, do you want to address, you know, what you mentioned before, you know, that we haven't brought the contest real quick, but the contest, you were in the lead in the contest for the first 2 weeks, and that pressure gets to people.
Well,
I want to explain. There are two. Get on it. I'm going to say real quick. There are two things to make this contest tough. One, if you're in the lead, it's hard to pick when you're in the lead. I've been there before, it's hard.
Yeah.
And second, if you have a booming business, and you have to do it both. You got a booming business and you're in the lead. And I think, you know,
well, I don't want to talk about my male escort
this week.
We don't need to, there's no need to bring up the male escort and the male stripper stuff.
Dennis, what happened with your picks this week, brother? You were doing so good.
Well, I can tell you what happened. I am, you know, this year 2020 and this all this injustice and stuff and being more compassionate, I didn't want to run away with this thing. I want to be the hunter, not the hunted. I want to fall back in about the second and third spot, just lurk right there, and then leap ahead and go for the kill shot, fourth quarter, Michael Jordan style, when the game's on the line, boom, knock it out.
LeBron.
I just want, you know, I don't want to lead from week one to week whatever. What fun is that?
Listen, I got a text from Dennis.
I think the only fun I'm going to have
by my son's baseball practice, and he asked me how he thought he'd do, and so I quickly on my phone went to the pick page, and I saw he had three submissions. That's always a big red flag. If you're submitting three different picks, that means you're not sure. You're worried and you're nervous. And I told him, that's not good, Dennis. Three submissions means that you're overthinking it.
Yeah. Well, there.
And then he had Oklahoma once.
I was going to go
Kansas
Democrat
State,
on you.
We go back to Oklahoma. And I actually misread it. Yeah.
Well, I was going to go Democrat on you, man. I was going to take every one of your picks, so that way you could never catch me.
He said he was going to take.
And then I thought better of it.
Yeah, he thought better of it. So there you go. That's funny. Well, Dennis, of course, Dennis is from DNC Trucking and Transport. He, of course, helps the Comrade not spin so much. So we appreciate Dennis sponsoring the show. And we look forward to him having wonderful bits of knowledge for the rest of the college football season. So, Dennis, we appreciate you as always. I hope you know that.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
All right, buddy. There you go.
Bye, Dennis.
Let's see here. We're looking at the standings here. Kale, you didn't have a good week, brother. Tell us a little bit about your picks this week, man. You're chasing Jackpot Jr. right now, brother. What's going on with your picks, Kale?
Oh, I mean, goddamn. I mean, we both picked Kentucky. You knew I was going to pick the Gamecocks. That one was a bad pick. I think that picking Army over Cincinnati wasn't out of the realm of possibility there. Ole Miss could have had a backdoor down cover at the end of that game if they blew the last chance to go in and get a touchdown. So, I mean, shit, I didn't do that bad over on my own personal page where I did a few more picks than just this. So, I mean, it happens. But thank God, thank God for Florida State. I mean, thank God for the Seminoles. I just want to pay a shout out to Florida State for sucking bad enough to get by a win on that pick there, because they always going to come through for you. Yeah. You never take Florida State again.
That's
84% of the people in our contest took Miami to cover, and they got it right. That was the most obvious game of the week. And then 74% of the people picked Florida to cover, and they did. The game that was really got wrong was Kansas State, Oklahoma. 34% of the people took Oklahoma to cover, and they even lost the game outright. But that was the game that most people got incorrect.
Yeah, and we got some
what
folks.
What a shit burger.
What's that?
What a shit burger they are, Oklahoma. What a fraud. You lose to a team that lost. They lost at home to Arkansas State last week, or the week before, whatever the hell it was.
That game, I was following that game on my phone, and our line for our contest was 27.5, and Oklahoma kept on going by 21, like 14 and 21, and I kept on saying, man, they're going to win this game by 28 points and F me by a half point in this damn contest. And I just like sat there and I stopped following, watched my son play baseball a little bit longer. And then I looked back and saw that, you know, all of a sudden it was a game. I was like, are you kidding me? But I thought for sure that Oklahoma would win the game by 28 points and I'd lose by a half point in the pick. But that is unreal. I still cannot believe they came back and won that game.
Yeah, that was one of the interesting
that
games.
Quarterback, man. Good Lord. What's up with him?
Yeah. I've got some clips.
Yeah, what was up with that haircut? Yeah, that making fun of the Gamecock. That was vanilla ice. What the hell do you call that, Dan? Yeah,
I don't even know what that is, man. Comrade, what were the numbers on the LSU Mississippi State game? Because I think that I thought that a lot of people would have missed that one. Or did some folks take Mississippi State?
Let me see here.
Well, while you're looking for that, I have a comment from the comrade from
I
the
think
other
Mike
night.
Leach is a
And this is what he said about this.
42% of the people took Mississippi State to cover, so okay. that was a big loss too. That was the second biggest.
Comrade said this the other night about Mississippi State. Here we go.
I think Mike Leach is a shit show in the SEC. I think their defense is going to really lay the hammer on Mississippi State. I think you're going to see Mike Leach kind of go, oh, well, this is how the shit is in the SEC. Can't just throw it around a little bit here.
Mike Leach's first game in the SEC, his quarterback set an all-time single game passing
record.
That's
pretty funny.
Now, I cut that because that may be one of the times we goof at you a little bit, but that comment, the way that it came out, makes you look really fucking stupid, Mike.
That's the best one. See, that one, unlike other clips you pull them out of context and you cut out certain shit I said beforehand. That one actually is legit. That one actually is not. That one is actually in context. It's full context. That's pretty embarrassing. Yes.
That's pretty embarrassing. Well, I have another one too.
My dad. Okay, real quick. My dad lives out in Arizona, and that messes with me. He always like will tout the Pac-12.
Yeah.
He calls them the Conference of Champions because they're the most national champions of all sports from any conference. He goes, oh, Conference of Champions. And so when they beat LSU, he goes, oh, I see a Pac-12 coach took out the defending national champs.
Yeah,
and he was giving me a hard time about Leach. So,
well, I with all due respect, sir, we have to play that again because it was really that good. I laugh every time.
I think Mike Leach is a shit show in the SEC. I think their defense is going to really lay the hammer on Mississippi State. I think you're going to see Mike Leach kind of go, oh, well, this is how the shit is in the SEC. Can't just throw it around a little bit here. I still think that Mike Leach will be a failure at Mississippi State, though. He will not be successful.
He came in as quarterback in the history of the conference. His quarterback came in the first game, and they have the single game all-time record, but he's going to be a shit show. Okay, Mike. I have one other comment I want to play here. And this is from the show the other night. And let's see here. Oh, this one's good, too. Hold on. Let's play this one. This is about the Tennessee game, by the way.
The fullback taking care of business?
Yeah. The fullback, Adam Prentice, the fullback for South Carolina. Mike, when do you think was the time he took the field? When do you think he made his first play? First snap for a game call.
Oh, man. It was in the first half for sure. I think the second quarter, maybe?
No, sir. No, sir.
Wasn't the first half?
No, sir. He did not take the field until the second half. Did not go out onto the
field.
Are
you sure? I thought he was in there. That only the little I formation.
I
well, you know what? You know what? That's actually better because in the second half, here's one of the things that I'll bring up too. You ask Kale, or this goes back to Prentice too. You ask Kale the one thing he was impressed with. I'll give you my biggest, my positive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of reflects back to last year. So I'm going to go backwards first. So one of the things that used to piss me off last year was how in the second half, we always looked like god awful. Like the other team made adjustments and we had no effing clue, like an offense. And a mark of a good offensive coordinator is somebody who can make halftime adjustments. Like that's what the great ones do. The Spurriers, I mean, you name them, okay? They go into halftime and they kind of redo things, come out and are a different team.
Right.
And so Mike Bobo, reputation wise as a coordinator, he's a good second half play caller. And so we're down 14-7 at the half, right? 14-7 at the half. And I said, I think I said in our little trash talk room, I said, all right, we'll get to see now. Because after the first drive, we were horrible on offense. Off of the line looked horrible. First drive, run real. All scripted plays, great job. Then we were horrible on offense. Looked like Brian McClendon and Kurt Roper had a baby, okay? And he was our OC in the second quarter. So second half, we come out, and we were really good in second half. And I don't give a shit what you say. Our offense was really good in the second half. Really good. And so part of that, too, was bringing the fullback in. And they ran the ball better. They threw the ball better. The line played better. But the offense, so the adjustments they made at halftime were pretty impressive. Unfortunately, it wasn't good enough because we shot ourselves in the foot over and over again. But that's the one thing I liked about Bobo that I think he's legit is that you didn't see it from McClendon or Roper. Going to halftime, making adjustments of what you saw in the first half, and beating them in the second half. And we scored, what, 20 points second half? 20 points second half. I got to look at the yardage, too. But look much crisper in offense second half. So that's one shining light. If you're a Gamecock fan looking for some kind of hope for the rest of the season, I think we have a coach who can make halftime adjustments and maybe we can pull out a game or two against some of these teams.
Kale, what pissed you off? We talked about your positive. What pissed you off, Kale?
I think the defensive play, especially in the second half, again, the passing defense looked like shit. McQuamu was on the sideline, right, the entire second half. J.C. Horn wasn't even in there that much either. But still, I mean, you got to have some people step up into those roles when those guys are injured or whatever. Can't play for you. I mean, and they got picked apart the second half several times on deep balls, you know, Guantanamo Bay. They started taking advantage of that, and I have said that how is Buckus Tennessee going to win any football games when they don't have any receiver talent come back? Well, wouldn't you know that we didn't get beat by them on the fucking ground. We got beat by them through the fucking air. That's what pissed me the fuck off the most.
Well, let me give you this too, and I'm being unbiased here, and I hope that you guys will take this as an unbiased thing. I wondered why Doty didn't play a snap. DeCarrion Joyner didn't get a target. What the fuck? I'm serious. I mean, Shai Smith had a great game. I think that was awesome the way that he played, but in reality, it seems like they were. Let's see if this guy's gonna get in here. Yeah. All right. Anyway, call back there, brother. Actually, I'll just call him back. Anyway. But no, I wonder why the wide receivers, why Doty didn't get a look, why DeCarrion Joyner didn't get a look. And then this other thing, too. And Mike, you know what? You and I disagree on a lot, but this is something that was interesting to me anyway. And according to the box score, South Carolina had... Let's get this caller in here. Caller, welcome to the show. Caller, welcome to the show. Hold on a second, okay? All right, so the Gamecocks had... Harris had 13 carries. Fenwick had 6 carries. White had 7 carries. Why are you divvying up all of these carries among 3 running backs? I mean, get 2 if you got to get 2, but nobody could get into a damn rhythm. And I think that's something that's
weird.
Valid.
Zondre White, his stats don't look good at all. But yeah. I was surprised at how bad his stats looked. Because watching the game, I thought he was the most impressive running back out there.
Yeah.
The way he was running the ball. Right. But his stats look pretty. If you look at the box score, you go, man, he blows ass. But
yep.
But Fenn looked really good, too.
Would you like to see him get more than 6 carries? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think with most teams, I think that's how you do that. I mean, you try to rest guys. You got to keep in mind, too, maybe they're trying to. The fact they're not real deep at running back, they're trying to kind of give everyone a little lighter load, but get them ready in case someone goes down. I don't know.
That's fair.
Maybe they're trying to find out who's going to be the man. I don't know. I like Fenwick a lot. Yeah. I like the way he runs. I like how White runs. Kevin Harris, I mean, he had the best night of stat-wise, but he seemed, I don't know.
Seemed out of it. Caller, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, man, this is David. How you doing, Rob?
David, what's going on, friend? What you got for the program?
Just kind of wanted to talk exactly kind of what you guys were talking about with running the ball. And I know sacks are going to be included on this number I'm about to give you guys. Mm-hmm. But I saw that I kind of looked it up. There were 14 plays that resulted in either negative yardage or no gain in running the ball. And I know sacks go into that and stuff, but negative yardage or running the ball 14 times, it was negative or no yardage. And I think if they can get that cleaned up, I think if they can start moving forward, then I think he'll look good. I thought he'll look okay, honestly. I think when you got positive yards on first downs and he had only a few yards to go, he looked good. But when you put him in pressure or you put him in third and long, I think it just kind of crumbled on him. Just kind of wondered y'all's thoughts on that.
Hey, man, David, thanks for calling the show, buddy. We appreciate you, man. All right, so, yeah, I mean, your thoughts on that. We'll start with Kale. Kale, what you got about what he said?
Well, I mean, I think he's right about the quarterback looking good. I mean, he did. I mean, to me, I mean, he made a couple of throws last night, too, that I don't think Helinski would have made. He forced a lot of balls. This guy could thread some needles, man. And then, you got to look at this also. I mean, Helinski was playing with Brian Nutt. He's playing with a guy that's playing for the Raiders now. Okay? I mean, he's the group of kids that's out there right now with Hill. He's got a largely inexperienced group except for Chai Smith.
Right.
Maybe that's no.
Right. Well, I agree with you on that.
Receiver talent out there as well, but yeah, I think he was right with that.
All right. Well, one other thing I wanted to play this evening for the comrade here, and it's not that I'm picking on the comrade. He just Wednesday night was probably the worst performance for the comrade on the show ever. With some of the shit that the comrade said. This comment comes up, and this is valid for this week. Comrade has no clue about quarterbacks. Trask is a good quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the conference. Yes, he is. What are you talking about? He's one of the best returning quarterbacks in the conference.
He's a fraud.
He's a fraud, but he stomped that Gamecock ass last year. So, in the rain and everything else, with Muschamp crying on the sidelines, the refs fucked us. Yeah, getting back to that, though, the interesting part about that was Trask on the other day was, if it wasn't for freaking the Mississippi State quarterback, everybody would be talking about Kyle Trask, 30 for 42, 416 yards, and 6 touchdowns. But as the comrade said, but he's a fraud.
Now, this is one that I have a problem with, because you took out a little portion. I also said that Florida's going to beat Ole Miss badly, and I said that this will be Trask's big game, and he'll show his fraudulent self next week.
Okay, well, I want to give you an opportunity right now on the show. After seeing how piss poor your Gamecock defense is against fucking Guantanamo Bay, as Kale calls him, you want to walk back that Trask is a fraud comment now?
I'm going with the experts. The experts have told me that last year that Trask was a little fraudulent. I'm going with the expert now. These are NFL guys.
Sure.
And that look for him to have a regressive year. And I also said last week, I said I think he has his big game against Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss's defense is horrible. And I think you start seeing the fraudulent stuff coming next week, this coming up week here. Mm-hmm. He has not played great against the Gamecocks. Really? I think he comes in with a little big head. I think he throws some balls up. I think our defense steps up. I think he's going to be overconfident this week.
Mike,
and he throws some picks.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Look for it.
That's dumb. Here's the thing, though.
Real quick, though. If Trask plays horrible and the Gamecocks win next week, you will not hear this clip we played in the show. Rob will just go, yeah. He won't be recording and going to be playing it back. He'll just skip over it.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'll be happy to play it. I've marked where you're at here, but I don't have to worry about that. Because as we get another caller here, let's see if we can bring this guy back into the mix here. Oh, this is from a 706 area code. Let's see how that works. Well, welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hello.
What's up?
This is Brock.
Brock, how are you, man?
What's up, Brock?
I'm doing good.
Speaking
of doing schoolwork and everything.
I hear you. What you got for the show, man?
Good man.
I think a big problem with South Carolina right now is just the culture. I remember I was watching a Gamecock podcast, and they're talking about how the culture back in the day used to be with Spurrier and everything. Used to be, we're going to go out here and prove everybody wrong, that we're recruits that weren't really highly regarded. And we're about to prove everybody wrong. I mean, you look at Connor Shaw, he's only a 3-star, and he played better than most quarterbacks in the SEC. This is all about their culture. But you look at that culture doesn't work under Muschamp. Those recruits are going there, and they think, well, I'm not highly regarded, but let's see what I can do. And then Muschamp isn't helping at all, and he's just proving why they weren't highly regarded.
All right, good stuff there, man. Hey, thanks for calling the show, buddy. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
All right, there you go. There's a comment there. All right, I've got something else I've got to play here. Last night on the fifth quarter postgame show on WVOC in Columbia, I got a guy that it was Kale that called the show. Kale, did you call the show last night? Kale?
Yes.
Did you call the show last night? All right, well.
I might have.
All right, hold on. I'm going to play this call from the fifth quarter last night. A gentleman said his name was Kale. Here's the call. Justin Hall is who you'll hear first. The guy said he was Kale.
Caltech U or whoever it is. Let's go out to the phone lines. Kale is on the line. Kale, what you got tonight, man?
Hey guys, I'm up here in the upstate with all these taters, and it's hard. And then we put this on the field, and I don't know if Horn and Makamanaku are like fans of the past, you know, just first half participants or what. I don't know where they were the second half, but could we join Florida State and combine our team and beat Dan, do you think? I mean, do we even have a chance at a win this year?
Well, Kale, thank you. I appreciate it. Here's what I'm going to do for you, Kale.
Kale, what the fuck?
That's fucking trash.
That does not sound like Dennis Wilson. Holy shit. This guy said his name was
Kale. That's Dennis Wilson doing Kale Hall.
I will not have you disrespect the name of our fine sponsors, making that comment on Facebook.
Making those same kind of comments to F.S. Houston. That is Dennis Wilson with a Kale Hall impression.
I will not have you make those comments about a fine sponsor of our show, sir. I will not have it. That was not Dennis Wilson. Was not. You will not question the integrity of Dennis or myself.
Dennis Wilson.
It was not Dennis. Kale, you gotta. I mean, you can call in the show whenever you want, but I think you beat Vanderbilt, Kale. I do. I don't know about the rest of the schedule, but yeah, there's that. Poor Kale.
They looked pretty tough last night.
All right, well, gentlemen, we have, what, 8 games to pick this week? Obviously, we'll have Clemson and Virginia, South Carolina and Florida. What is it, Texas A&M and Alabama? That's got to be on the list, right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm kind of doing my half two list right now.
Yeah, I think that's got to be on the list. Kale, do you have a game that you like, buddy? No. Poor Kale. We woke Kale up. I think
the givens are you have to have Auburn at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A&M Alabama.
Yeah, those are two that you got
to
have.
I mean, we have to pick 5. We basically pick 6, right?
Because no, we pick 8. We're picking 8. Aren't we picking 8 now? Because that's what we did last week.
But 2 are already given.
Oh, okay,
so,
I got you.
You know, so the 6 wild card games, we'll call them. A&M, Bama, Auburn, Georgia. How about Oklahoma at Ohio, Iowa State?
What you got, Cam?
Does Florida State play?
Fuck Florida State, Kale.
I'm sure they do.
Who do they play?
Ranked matchups. I don't even know who Florida State's got. Mike, look at those.
We need to get them in there because.
All right, let's see who this is.
Always pick up a win.
They play Jacksonville State this week.
Jack.
okay. That's an offer.
Yeah. I agree on that game there, buddy. I'm all about that. The Texas A&M Alabama game. I like
Oklahoma
that one.
Iowa State. You like that one?
Yeah, sure. Oklahoma Iowa State. Auburn Georgia. That's a good game.
How about Ole Miss Kentucky?
Why not? Why not go Ole Miss Kentucky? Why not?
All right.
I don't think there's any other. How many we got there, Mike?
So right now, hold on. We got Clemson, Virginia, obviously.
Clemson, Virginia, South Carolina.
SC, Florida, that's 2.
Yep.
A&M, Bama's 3. Auburn, Georgia's 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, Iowa State's 5. Ole Miss, Kentucky's 6. We need 2 more games.
All right, 2 more games. Let's do.
How about UNC and Boston
Missouri
College?
And Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm with Kale on Missouri and Tennessee. We'll put Missouri and UNC, Tennessee out there.
How about UNC Boston College?
Yeah. UNC Boston College is the next one. But Kale's like, fuck them. But I don't have a problem with that game. There you go.
I hope Missouri rips their head off and throat fucks them.
Tell us how you really feel, Kale. Kale, virtual Kale, what do you think about Tennessee, man? I know you're upset.
I fucking hate him.
Exactly. We've kind of left virtual Kale out tonight. I kind of feel bad about it. It kind of sucks.
This is ridiculous. God damn it. God damn it.
Virtual Kale had to go get a little bit of a tune-up after that.
Exactly. All right. With that, gentlemen, I think we've got our stuff set up. Don't forget the midweek show. And, of course, we'll have our picks on Wednesday night. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. Comrades at the Pesky Poll. And if you're watching this on Facebook, you should be subscribed to Kale's YouTube channel. That is at Carolina Jackpot. The video of Kale up there basically breaking 6 eggs on his head and then pouring a gallon of milk on himself is right there. Shout out to Destroy. You can download this podcast, brother. You can listen in your car. So there you go with that. What's that? Poor Kale. All right, well, Comrade, you guys have anything else you want to add to the show this week?
That's it.
Kale, get some rest, brother. With that, the show's a wrap.